Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the seventh parak of Maseches Pesachim. Today we are learning Perek Zayin Mishnah Tes and Perek Zayin Mishnah Yod. Perek Zayin Mishnah Tes is going to discuss when to burn a Karban Pesach that became Tameh or otherwise became Pasul. Says the Mishnah, Pesach sheyotza o shenitzma, Karban Pesach that was taken out of Yerushalayim and therefore becomes Pasul, or a Karban Pesach that became Tameh after it was shechted in Erev Pesach, says the Mishnah, Yisarev Miyad, must be burned immediately on Erev Pesach. However, as the Bartzner points out, if it was taken out of Yerushalayim or became Tamei at night, it may not be burned until the 16th of Nisan, because Pasul Karbanos may not be burned on Yom Tov. Continuing in the Mishnah, Nitzmu Abaylim Moshe Mezu, if all of the owners of the Karban Pesach either became tummy or they died in Erev Pesach, and the Karban Pesach is therefore now also puzzle because there's no one to eat it, to Ubar Tsuraso, its appearance must be left to change before it is burnt, meaning to say, it is not burnt right away, rather it must be left overnight until it becomes Nosar, when it becomes puzzle because you leave it over past the time when it can be eaten. And this is because a puzzle carbon may be burned only when there is a disqualification in the actual carbon. Although a carbon Pesach that has no one to eat it is considered to be puzzle, but it was only puzzle because of something external to the actual carbon, because its owners died or became tameh. Therefore, although it cannot be eaten, it cannot be burned either. There's no other option but to leave it until it develops its own nosar, its own internal psul, which is done by leaving it to become nosar. And says the Mishnah of Yisarif Beshisha Asar, it is then burnt on the 16th of Nisan, since the 15th of Nisan, when it becomes nosar, is Yontif, which you can't be burning the disqualified karbanos, it is burnt on the 16th of Nisan. Finishing off the Mishnah, another opinion about this, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka says, Af Zayisarif Miyad, this, even a Karban Pesach whose owners died or become Tamei, also must be burnt immediately on Erev Pesach, lefi she'ein lo ochlin, because it has no one to eat it. According to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, this is considered a psul in the actual offering, in the actual Karban, therefore it is burnt right away. But as the Bartzner points out, we don't paskin like that, we paskin like the Tanakhama, like the first opinion. And we hold that you would only burn it immediately if there is a psul in the actual carbon, but if something happened to the owners, let's say they died or they became tamei, then it would become nosar, you'd leave it to become nosar, and then you would burn it on the 16th of Nisan. Continuing now with Perek Zayin, Mishnah Yud. Now, as we discussed, the meat of the Karban Pesach must be eaten only on the first night of Pesach and may not be left over past that time. If anything is left over, then it must be burned because it is considered to be nosar. However, parts of the animal that cannot be eaten, either because they are not edible or because it is usur to eat them, do not have to be burnt and may be simply thrown away. The Mishnah is going to teach us which leftovers are burnt and when they are burnt. Says the Mishnah, Ha'atzamos Va'agidin, the bones of the Karban Pesach contain marrow, some meat that's edible, and the sinews that are also customarily, generally speaking, not eaten. Now, first of all, although the bones themselves are not edible, the marrow, the meat inside them, as the Bartzner points out, is edible. However, it is forbidden to break a bone of the Karban Pesach, as we're about to see in the next Mishnah, and the marrow cannot be taken out and eaten. It therefore becomes uneaten leftovers, which is nosar, and it must be burnt. So that's what the Mishnah says. That you have the bones, you have the sinews, and you have nosar, and you have the leftover nosar. Yisrof b'shisha asar, you should burn them on the 16th of Nisan, which is the first day of Chol HaMoed, not on the 15th of Nisan, because you can't burn leftover disqualified pasul meat on Yontif. And then finishing off the Mishnah, Chol Shisha Asar Lios B'Shabbos, Yisrof b'shiv asar, if the 16th of Nisan falls out on Shabbos, and they are burnt on the 17th of Nisan, Lifi She'enon Doch Noas HaShabbos, Lois Yom Tov, because the mitzvah to burn the noser, to burn the leftover meat, does not override either Shabbos, and it certainly doesn't override Yom Tov as well. Quick review, Perek Zayin, Mishnah, Tes taught us that if a Karban Pesach leaves Yerushalayim or becomes Tameh, then it must become burnt, then it must be burnt and destroyed immediately on Erev Pesach. Again, that's only if it happened on Erev Pesach. If it happened on Yom Tov, then you have to wait until after Yom Tov. But if either the owners died or became Tameh, and therefore there's no one to actually eat the Karban, then they become disqualified, no one can eat them, but you can't burn them. You have to let them become noser, let them develop their own internal psul, and becoming noser, then you're going to burn them on the 16th of Nisan. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka said, no, that even if something happened to the owners, that's considered to be an internal psul, and therefore, according to them, you would burn it on Erev Pesach, but we don't paskin that way. We paskin like the Tanakama, namely, that you would only burn the carbon Pesach on Erev Yontzif if there is an internal psul, if there's something that happens internally to the carbon, either again it becomes Tameh, or if it leaves Yerushalayim. And then Perek Zayin Mishnah Yud discussed the various parts of the carbon that are generally speaking not eaten, whether it be the bones of the carbon Pesach that you're not allowed to break, and they have, even if there's some meat, some bone marrow in them, or these sinews, again, that are generally speaking not eaten. They're long, and they're string-like, the nerves, the ligaments, the tendons, and so on and so forth. The nose of the leftover carbon, we said, they are burnt on the 16th of Nisan, which is the first day of Chol HaMoed. And the Mishnah concluded by telling us that if the 16th falls on Shabbos, then you got to burn them on the 17th of Nisan, because we're not going to burn leftover meat on Yontif, or Shabbos, rather you have to wait until Chol HaMoed. Have a great day.